Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 155.
Recording now.
Okay. Welcome to Bear Podcast.
Hey, welcome to Bear Podcast. We have here, myself, Nard, and
Hubert Dad, Ray.
And we have a guest in the studio.
It's Wayne.
It's Wayne.
Wayne's World.
It's party time.
Okay, so it's Wednesday right now. We just got together. We had an excellent meal tonight. What did you cook tonight, Ray?
Cube steak.
It's very southern.
Yes.
I thought it's Asian. No, it's not.
It was smothered in gravy.
Oh, okay. I thought it was curry. I'm kidding.
It was fried and then covered in gravy.
That's right. Fried and covered in gravy.
So. Wow. It's very, very healthy. So, what are you guys doing? I mean, how are your weekends? Tell me.
We'll let the guests go first.
Yeah, let's go for the guests. Let's go, Wayne. What did you do this weekend?
Well, I went with my hubby. Where do we go? We went to thrift store shopping, kind of antique hunting.
Oh God, you are gay!
No,
you guys are gay.
Yeah, we ended up buying a chair and a couple of little knick knacks for the house.
Okay.
Yeah, we're homebodies.
Oh, but now you're here, so you're not homebody tonight. You're
just not tonight.
Not tonight.
He's home alone painting the bathroom. Ooh. As we speak.
How about you, Ray? What did you do?
Well, we did a little more intense home shopping.
Oh, okay.
And actually, we went and looked for a house and found one. Put a contract on one. It was accepted.
Wow.
There'll be a donation thing added to the Bear Podcast website to help Ray pay for his new house and the move.
Pay for our mortgages, yeah.
Yes, I will do sexual favors for large amounts of money. So
you're kidding me? You'd do it for any amount of money.
Oh, okay.
No. I am not a cheap bitch, let me tell you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, his pictures are very distracting.
Yeah, the mouse pad with the dick coming out. Yeah, we're actually here at the Hubert Dad Studios.
That's right.
Hubert, meaning his office. Yeah, we're doing here, and just three of us, just podcasting here. Well, let me see. Last weekend, I should tell you guys about what happened last Saturday. It's a Asians and Friends party, and we had the Fear Factor party. It was it was interesting because Mike and I made some spam spaghetti, and then do you eat spam? You like spam?
Yeah,
you eat spam.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat spam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I used to eat it a lot.
Some people don't like it. They said it's it's pig's lips and stuff, and they don't. Anyway, I made spaghetti out of that. Mike helped me out, and then some people brought dinuguan. It's pig's blood stew, and then
is that kind of like blood pudding?
No, it's not.
Is that like a rice porridge with the pig's blood in it?
Well, I don't know. It's got pork with pig's blood on it, and it's cooked with vinegar and stuff, and it's pretty yummy.
I know what you're talking about. The pig's blood solidifies into.
Oh no, it's not coagulated. It's not solid. It's not solid. It's really just all liquid. When you mix it with when you cook it along, that's why you have to cook it along with vinegar, and you mix it so it won't harden, so it won't coagulate. So it's a stew. It's okay. more like a stew.
I've never had that.
And then pickled pig's feet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I'm from the South, and I got to say double ooh.
You don't like pickled pig's feet?
No, I cannot stand the smell of
no,
them. Everybody else in my family loves them but me.
I don't like it either. I mean, that was the grossest. For me, that was the grossest there. I mean, I didn't like it. But anyway, so we played Wii bowling. There are about 14 of us. We were divided into teams.
Are you still playing with your Wii?
Yeah, I like playing with my Wii. Yeah. So we played Wii bowling, and whoever lost had to eat. Had to draw a number, so he would eat whatever what is in there. So most of the time, people get to pick the pig's feet. So that was yummy. Well, not really yummy.
I'm glad
for
I didn't
me.
Come to this little party then, because I'd be like throwing up all over your clothes and stuff.
Well, it was just, you know, what do you call this?
Nobody brought in chitlins?
No. It's more of Asian. It's more like Asian and Southern.
It's more Southern.
Fear
Asian.
Factor food.
Okay.
So, well, pig's feet is Southern, right?
Yeah, Southern.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty much my weekend. Oh, we did get to watch The Brave One with Jodie Foster. It's about this reporter that, no, not reporter, but she's.
It's when her boyfriend gets killed, right?
Yeah, that's right. Don't spoil it. No, it's okay. I don't know if he's going to watch it. Yeah, her boyfriend gets killed and she became a vigilante. But
she goes all female Punisher.
Yeah, that's right. And then there were these moments where these lesbian moments were in this
Jodie girl. Foster, hello.
Oh, yeah. She was with this prostitute and she was just like almost kissing her. Very, very... I don't know. I can't say homoerotic. It's homoerotic, but it's lesbierotic. I don't know how you say it. It's pretty much like that. But it's good. I mean, it's a good story. But I'll probably wait for it in DVD. But Mike wanted to watch it, so we watched it last weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Ray, you have some stuff for our audience. What do you have? You have...
Well, I have the TV season update here.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do some...
I'll try to keep it.
Are all these sci-fi again from the last
week? No. I brought in everything this time, you know. So mm-hmm. we're more well-rounded. It's kind of heavy sci-fi because, you know, I'm a sci-fi geek. But
okay. So it's
the only thing I forgot is to record tonight is Pushing Up Daisies, which I think we've already missed.
I heard that's good. Yeah.
So I forgot to record that tonight. I just thought about that. But anyway. Okay. Let's do our little show updates.
We'll get snarky.
Okay. this week. We had Desperate Housewives kicking off the season with suicide attempts, new neighbors, obnoxious gay son, fake pregnancies, and cancer. Well, enough about Narge life. Let's talk about the show.
Bitch. What? Gosh.
See, I hate these actors because they have these really weird... How do you say his last name? Sean's last name.
Sean Doherty?
No, Pyphone.
Pyphone? Is that how you say it?
Pyphone?
Sean Pyphone. Give Daddy a call.
iPhone?
Pyphone. Yeah, P-Y. That's the little gay guy.
Oh, okay.
So
he's supposed to be a gay guy in the TV show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have a new character on there called Catherine Mayfair. I'm not sure if she's from the Mayfair clan in New Orleans or not, but she is a witch. I'm glad to see that Nathan Fillon is on the TV screen again, even though he's in a white coat now instead of a brown coat. But it was nice to see that he has a job. Hopefully this one will last for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move on to Dexter, my favorite serial killer in America.
Yeah.
For any of y'all that didn't watch the first season.
You really watched this?
I love Dexter.
Dexter? Okay.
Yes, it is a great show. Dexter is actually portrayed by Michael C. Hall. He's back as America's favorite serial killer. The season premiere, It's Alive, kicked off with Dexter in a rut and not being able to kill any of his victims. He tried to, you know, last year he's all methodical and plans all this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Then the last season... He had to kill his brother, so he's kind of off his game this season. He's got to get his groove back.
Okay.
So, you know, he's been a little shaky starting off this season. Also, at the end of this episode, they found his underwater graveyard where he dumps all of the bodies from the people that he's killed. So it's going to be interesting because he actually works for the Miami Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
So the police department inspects has been a... you know, is in the middle of all this stuff. He's the serial killer killing all this stuff, all these people, you know, and it's just like, he's like one step ahead of everybody he works with. So it's kind of interesting to see what's going to happen. Let's see. And for y'all that don't know, Michael C. Hall was better known as his role as gay funeral director, David Fisher from 6 Feet Under. So if any of y'all like 6 Feet Under,
I used to watch Six Feet yeah, Under.
Michael is totally different character.
The gay guy there at 6 Feet Under is
Dexter.
Is Dexter.
So you haven't seen an episode?
No, I haven't.
You need to watch it online.
You guys, is it on? No, not maybe later.
And then one of my favorite shows back from last year is Brothers and Sisters. as always, had me crying by the end of the show. I don't know what it is about this show, but I always end up crying in this show. I turn into a bigger wuss. It's a very good ensemble cast. I've never been a big Sally Field person, but she's incredible in this role. The cast includes Baltazar Getty, Calista Flockhart.
Ooh, Anna McBeal.
She's
still alive.
Yeah, she's still alive. She hadn't blown away yet. The very hot David Annable, who plays the younger son on the show. Emily Van Camp, sexy Matthew Rhys, who plays the gay brother, who's very cute. Patricia Wedding, Rachel Griffins, who's also another 6 Feet alumni. And Ron Rufkin, who is, I think, supposed to come out this season.
He's the brother?
No, he's the uncle, the older uncle. He's uncle. Sally Field's uncle,
Sally Field's brother.
Yeah. Let's see. Sally Field's on the show, like I said, and Sally Field. She is the matriarch of the whole family.
Okay.
Sarah Jane Morris, and of course, one of the few men that I would actually do in public, in the middle of the street, with no shame at all, Rob Lowe.
Oh, God, Rob Lowe's still around.
Rob Lowe's still around, and he has still got it going on.
You like him? Oh, no.
Man.
I still watch that show, even though he's on it.
Oh, okay.
I think it's kind of funny that in the show he's running for Republican president after his whole Democratic convention mayhem years ago.
Mm-hmm.
For us older folks in the audience. Okay. On to everybody's favorite show, Heroes.
Woohoo, Heroes.
All I got to say about this week's Heroes is Milo. How do you say his last name?
Milo.
No. Milo Ventimiglia. Ventimiglia.
Okay.
Who plays Peter Petrelli. Three snaps around the world for you because you were just hot sitting there.
Oh,
chained
yeah.
Tied up in a chair.
Tied up.
No shirt. Oh.
All bloody. No,
I'm just glad he has a haircut.
Yeah. Thank God.
And anytime you're going to be tied up in my bed, Peter, give me a call. And if there are any chasers out there that look like Peter Petrelli, hit me up.
Okay.
We can talk. And Matt and Mohinder are so getting it on.
They're
just a little
so
too little too comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
Mohinder showed up at the apartment to check on Molly. So
I was waiting for him to kiss the cop. You know, hello, good evening.
Well, you know, I was like, it's going to happen. Something's
so
going on
gay.
There. They're so gay.
Heroes is becoming so gay. Okay.
So, and then of course, one of the new shows this season is Chuck. I love the Nerd Herd on here. I think it's hilarious.
Okay.
Zachary Levi, who's a Lake Charles, Louisiana boy, for y'all that didn't know, is Chuck, our supercomputer-enhanced government agent by night, Nerd Herd guy by the day.
You know, I saw the last part. I saw some parts of that. When was it? Last Monday? It was before Heroes, I think.
Yes, it comes on before Heroes.
Yeah, it's... I mean, you were told, don't go! Don't get out of the car! It's still shooting. Well... I guess the director told him, or the writer. It's part of the script, I guess. Yeah. But, oh my God, you were just told not to go. It's just like Pan's Labyrinth, do not eat the food. And there she goes. She eats the food. You know?
People are hard-headed, and they're going to do what they want to do, regardless of what you tell them.
Yeah.
I deal with it every day at work. So, this also, I'm glad to see that Adam Baldwin's got a job.
Mm-hmm.
He is, he's a man named Jane from our favorite show, Serenity, back on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain Austin, you can give me a call, too. He's one of the characters on the show, and I couldn't find his name because they don't have him listed as a major character.
Mm-hmm.
But he is Chuck's sister's fiancé.
Okay.
And he's perfect. He does no wrong. And Chuck lives in his shadow.
Mm-hmm.
So, then we move on to Ugly Betty. And I just want to say, shame on ABC for teasing me with Santos. Kevin Algenero, give me a call, Poppy.
Oh,
because he was hot. He was hot, and if you saw the last season, the end of last season, you know what happened to him. And I was like, "Oh, Craig, he didn't die," but no, they were just messing with me.
Patrick likes that, Patrick and Jerry. Patrick.
What, they like Ugly Betty.
Ugly Betty.
Oh yeah, it's a great show.
It's very well written.
Yeah, it's very
well written.
Not to mention, they got a ton of stuff because this shows that. This whole theme of the show is like been done in countries all over the world.
Oh, okay.
So, and it was, what's her name that brought it over here to the States and got ABC to do it? She was in the show last year.
It's very much like The Devil Wears Prada, if you saw that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cute movie.
Okay.
But what's her name?
I got to record that with T-Void or something.
Selma Hayek.
Oh, Selma Hayek. Okay.
Yeah, she's the one that got the show here. She's producing the show. But it's been on in Mexico for the same version of it's been on the Mexican and Spanish TV stations for years.
Are there any bears in the TV shows? Okay, go ahead.
Well, we got heroes.
We got heroes. Okay.
Ugly Betty, they're all skinny little model bitches. So, you know.
Okay.
You know. And Mark, and how do you say his last name? See, these
Alejandro.
Names. Is it
Alejandro?
No.
No, that's Kevin Alejandro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark Indelicanto.
Indelicanto. Mm-hmm. Who's Justin on the show? Call me in 4 more years, please.
Oh,
the little
too young
gay brother,
your little gay nephew, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Young to be.
This is going to be the breakout show, I think, here for this year. It's called Dirty Sexy Money.
Okay.
It's on ABC. Yeah, ABC. Peter Krause, another 6 feet.
Oh, Peter Krause.
Yeah,
okay.
6 foot under alumni is back as a super lawyer to the Darlings. And the Darlings are pretty much equated to, I guess, the Hiltons, because, mm-hmm. you know, the family's so dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. One of the other Baldwins, William, is a senatorial candidate.
He another has a Baldwin? Another They're Baldwin. All over. Don't another they have work anymore?
And this one, on this show, has a passion for trannies.
Oh, okay.
So, watch it. It's kind of like watching My Family if they had money and didn't live in the trailer park, because it's very funny. So, but I found it's very, because, you know, this lawyer's at their beck and call. Mm-hmm. So, you know, somebody's like, oh my God, I can't decide what shoes to wear. And they call him.
So they call him.
Okay, on Smallville. I've got to wrap this up real quick. Smallville.
Yeah.
Okay, CW, it's time to see more of Tom Welling with his clothes off. If you ain't going to let him fly, let him be a nudist. That's all I'm going to say. And when's Oliver Queen coming back?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I like Smallville.
Yeah. Yeah. The Bizarro opening episode is pretty good. You know, we got to get to find out about Supergirl now. So
yeah.
Don't miss this week. Supernatural premieres 8:00 Central. Jared and Jensen, just so you know, I am a priest and I can help you exercise your demons.
Oh God!
This old insertion method I use is great. Just call me.
They could kneel before you. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And mm-hmm. I've been trying to contact him with the Ouija board to tell them, but you know that it must be down or something. Uh-huh. another new show this year is Reaper.
Oh, Reaper, okay.
Reaper, yeah.
Yeah, I heard from Roy. Roy was telling me, I think Roy was telling me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Oliver, played by Brett Harrison, got a raw deal. And I'm talking about a real raw deal. A real raw deal. Because his parents sold his soul to the devil. And I thought I had it bad with my parents.
Oh, okay.
And a shout out to my bear, Tyler Levine. The comic relief of the show, he plays his best friend. So see, this show has a bear in it.
Oh, okay.
And Tyler was also on Invasion, ABC. He played the brother of the news reporter. So, and one of the things about this show, I always knew that DMVs were portals to hell, and this show proves it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gossip Girl on the CW. Excuse me. If you have nothing else better to do on Wednesday night and you just want a good laugh, watch it. Bionic Woman.
Bionic Woman. I just finished watching it today.
The first episode.
I just had to watch it
too when we get done.
So. I just had to watch it because it's pretty good. Okay. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I'm holding judgment. The first episode, I was like, okay, let's see where it goes. It's like so for me. So, but
you have to, you know, watch a few more episodes.
I'm sure. I mean, I will give it a chance. I mean,
what's her name again? Starbuck. Starbuck's in it.
Yeah, Starbucks in it. She's the bad Bionic Woman.
Yeah.
So,
Bionic Bad Woman.
Yeah. Mm. So, and then, of course, the last show is Stargate Atlantis. Yay, it's back.
It was on last Saturday? Last Friday?
It was on last Friday.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I recorded it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, though, yet.
And Amanda Tapping's moving over to that show.
Yeah.
So, and I just finished watching the last 4 episodes of Sanctuary. The new show she's doing, the internet show that she's doing.
You continued watching it,
yes,
okay?
She's doing an internet show.
Yes, she's doing an internet show. I'll show you a bit of it in a little bit when we get done. It's a very good show.
It's a good show. I mean, it's a good medium too. How much was it? $6.99
$7 for 4 episodes.
For 4 episodes, not bad.
So it's where TV shows are going to go because people are getting tired of damn commercials and the TV and the network. Telling them what they're going to watch and how they're going to watch it and when they're going to watch it. And people are kind of getting fed up with it. And it's like, okay, I can go watch this, download it, watch it anytime I want. So,
Like in NBC, I like I said earlier, I watched Bionic Bowen. It's actually it's a webisode, and I get to watch it, but it's got commercials in between. One commercial for every 15 minutes, something like that. It's by they have one sponsor, and it's a good model. I think it's a good way of watching, even though there's commercials.
Yeah,
but it's about 15 seconds only, and it's pretty good. I mean, Bionic Woman. Yeah, looking for. I'll wait for the next episode probably next week.
Well, I'm not gonna give it up.
How about you? What do you watch? You don't like the ones we're talking about?
I just don't have time for this long list that he just went through.
Oh, okay.
Well, by the end of the about another month, this is going to be cut down to
me. I've been sci-fi, Doctor Who. I'm catching up on Doctor Who. I'm on number one.
I finally saw Torchwood.
Torchwood's
very good.
Yeah. It's very gay.
Yes, very.
Yeah, awesome. And what else? What
gay and sci-fi. So
yeah, Heroes. Yeah, the usual. That's what I've been watching. Those are the stuff I've been watching. I don't watch reality TV shows. I just don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't do that either. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. What do you watch?
I watch reality every day. So
lots of sci-fi.
You watch the sci-fi too.
And a cooking channel.
Oh, okay. Here's your gay card. Add more points. Okay. Wow. Okay, so we have a voicemail to play. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, just coming on.
Hi, yes, I'd like to place an order for some pork blood stew with some pickled pig's feet and some spam sushi. And for dessert, let me get some ube chiffon and lingua de gato. Hey, Nard, it's me, Roy. Just wanted to call to say what's up. And
hey, Roy.
Just wanted to say keep up the good work with the show. I hope to return soon, and I miss all you guys. And I just had to help out a customer here by the name of Harry Mastiff. Yeah, isn't that a great name? Harry Mastiff. And it kind of looks like he's lived up to his name. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Roy keeps stuffing them bears.
He's a bear stuffer.
I like the added effect of the mall music in the background.
Yeah, it always works.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's going to be my next film, Mall Bears. You know, kind of like mall rats, but it's more like mall bears.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so what our setup here right now. We have the mixer, and we have the new... We've been playing around. Okay, we spent about 15 minutes, 20 minutes just looking for the manual for this freaking Olympus recorder thing. But we found it. It's a good thing, yeah. You found it. You found it, Wayne. So, yeah, we were experimenting on this because I got this new recorder because the original iRiver... That iRiver died. The one that's been... It's gone through a lot of people. I mean, Venice Cup was recorded there, or so many podcasts.
That sounds like a dildo on a porn movie. It's gone to a lot of people.
Yeah, that's right. Only don't wash it.
It's been used well.
It's been used well, and I had to say goodbye to it.
Yeah.
And I got a new one. So, I hope it sounds well. I mean, I hope... Earlier, we were just experimenting with the play mode and stuff like that, but it's working. It's working now.
Yeah. If it's not, we'll be redoing the show again, and it's going to be totally different because we are going to be really bored. Just like, oh, God, we got to do this again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so trips. Any guys have any planned vacations or trips, or what are you guys going to do?
Hopefully, I'll be in Hawaii in April.
Oh, next year. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's rumors of my sister getting married in Hawaii, so.
Oh, okay.
Who knows?
A nice place to... That's a nice place to get married.
Yeah, she wanted to be on the beach, very casual. Oh. Well, the last wedding was 600 people, so we're not doing that again.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I told my sister, this is her second marriage. I'm like, elope. We'll go to Vegas, would you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about Hawaii. I'd suggest that.
At a resort.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Ray? Any plans?
The only plans I got is to move from this house to the new house. So that's the only plans I got, and that's it.
Okay.
We'll start packing.
Well, next week. I've been telling you guys about my plans with, what do you call this? With Mike. We're going to go meet the parents.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, this is the first time?
The first time. My mom's going to meet Mike for the first time. So Mike is a little nervous. He's scared shit about meeting my mom and everybody there, the whole clan or something like that. So my cousin, I have a lesbian cousin anyway, so she's okay. I mean, we've been chatting, we've been talking about it, and I told her that we'll be Mike and I are coming over, so that's the plan. I hope it works.
So y'all can chew the rug?
No, I don't. Maybe she does, but I don't want to know.
You know what your mom's going to do, don't you?
Huh?
You know what your mom's going to do, right?
What's she going to do?
She's going to look at Mike and say, "You're not gay. You have a mustache."
Yeah. Well, my mom did that to me last year. Yeah. But,
it's like, y'all cannot be gay. Both of y'all have mustache. You're not gay. You're just
But you've told her. You talked about him.
Oh, yeah. I've been, I came out to my mom last year and I told her about, first I had to come out and then I had to tell her about, and then I gradually had to talk about Mike. To talk about, I live in a house with Mike and we share a house and then one time when Mike was even sick, my mom would call and, how is he? How is he? How's Mike? How is he feeling now? You know, it was kind of sweet. I mean, I guess she's, slowly adapting to it. So to the reality, she sometimes asks me like, is there any way that it would change? And I was like, Mom, no way. There's no way it's going to change. Okay.
At least they ask you.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
My dad sets me up and he's like, can you come over? And he wants me to look at pictures for a mail order bride.
Oh no. Not a good idea.
Well, if she'll come over and cook and clean, you know, I'll do it to get her green card. Hell.
Green card? I mean, in Asia. I mean, she mail order bride, really? Okay.
I'd
go to Russian.
Literal.
Wow.
I'd go to Russian. At least they're hotter, you know, real hot.
Yeah, but then when they divorce you, they take all your money with them.
No, it's all about the prenup, baby. It's all about the prenup.
You always have to do that, huh?
Get a chance to win the Xbox 360 Halo 3. It's a brand new game that we're giving away to our listeners. So just send an email to raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject Halo 3. A drawing for the winner will be on October 15th. So hurry up and send in your entries.
So, Kendall, what are you doing this fall? I'm like totally going on tour with these guys. And the tour is called Bears on the Run. It's going to be totally cool. I'm totally going to
beep
all of them, although they don't know it yet. But by the end of the tour, I'm totally going to have slept with all of them. That sounds really great, Kendall. Why do I sound like Kelly from Shoes? I don't know. Why do I sound like Kelly from Shoes? Because Shoes is totally cool. That's so last year. Anyways, this year is Bears on the Run. Yeah, totally Bears on the Run. Oh my god, Bears on the Run. Whatever, you're so
beep
fucking lame. Yeah, but I'm going on Bears on the Run, and I'm
beeping
all of those hot guys on the road, and you're not. Oh, come on, let me go with you. I'll be your wardrobe supervisor. I need 20 orange jockstraps. That's fine.
Bears on the Run.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Bears on the Run.
Do.
Yeah, they're right now they're in Dade City. I think that's where they now that's at Sawmill. They're having Bearpalooza. They're having a concert.
Oh,
there.
That's going on again.
Yeah, well, last month was in Nashville, and now it's going to be in Florida.
Oh, okay.
And 2 weeks from now,
so we get to hear about the Chris Coe stories again.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. 2 weeks from now, they're going to be here, Bears on the Run.
Yep,
so
here, Bears on the Run. I bought the first HAB discounted ticket today.
Oh, okay. So how'd that work? I mean, how many did you get? I mean, just a block or what?
Yeah, we bought a block of them.
Okay.
So Houston area Bears, go log. Well, once you get all your stuff, because we just got the website up and running, but as soon as you get your log-on information, go log in and buy your tickets. We got them cheap for you, so.
Yeah.
And you can buy the regular price ones for $10 through us, too, so.
Yeah. The one in Houston, they're going to start at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
That's something
Sunday
that,
night.
Yeah, that's something that the website right now doesn't indicate the times for the day. So,
well, if you go look on the Houston Area Bear website, it tells you that.
It tells you that
just
now.
Because Bears on the Run are not keeping their stuff up, HAB got you covered.
What are we going to do? Are we going to? How are we going to help them out? Are we
going to? I think we're going to help work the door and stuff. You know.
Okay.
So, and while they're on stage performing about 10:30, I'll go back and help fluff the strippers that come on at 11. So,
ooh, no, you have to be there, Wayne, to take pictures, or take what I don't know,
incriminating pictures of Ray.
Yeah,
there are no incriminating pictures of Ray.
Awesome. Well, let me see. What else? Do you have any more? What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I was just catching up on all the shows. That's my big thing this week. Mm-hmm. Folks, let me tell you something. Buying a house is the most nerve-wracking thing you can do. We went this week, and you know, usually you go make an offer on a house, and you get to go back and forth a little bit and play that little game, and then you kind of meet somewhere in the middle, and everything's okay. No, not this house. They're like, nope. We either paid the listed price, or we don't care. We've sold every other house in here at listed price. Why shouldn't we sell this one at listed price?
You're buying a brand new house.
Well, yeah, it's a brand new house. But even on brand new houses, there's some room to wiggle.
Yeah, there's some.
Or they throw in some freebies.
That's right. But no, this one's like, nope. Of course, it is a very well-built house. It's much better than the other new house that I had. So.
Yeah.
But it was still nerve-wracking. It's like we were hoping to get a little bit off of it. So, you know, but. Mm-hmm. That's okay. And then you have to go through all the contracts and all the home inspections and getting the insurance and getting all this stuff.
Remember how it was.
I know, but every time you go through it, it's just like, oh my God, was it like this the last time? Because you forget. I mean, once you get, I mean, after the first
three
or four.
The closing day is the fun day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I don't understand is as many closings as they do. Nobody can tell you what your freaking house payment's going to be until the day you walk into closing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like they do this stuff.
Supposed to show up with the check too.
I know, and you're supposed to show up with the check, and it's just like, why can't y'all tell me this ahead of time? What changes between now and nothing? It's all the same. Nothing changes. I mean, because once you apply for your loan and you get accepted and approved for the loan, they lock your interest rate in then, so that's not going to change.
Yeah,
you know, and it just blows me away how much between a good faith estimate sometimes and when you walk in and there's like, oh, this is your house payment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, it sucks. It's funny. When I closed.
It's a racket.
When we closed, I was late for the closing. I thought the appointment was 10 o'clock. And in my schedule, it says 11 o'clock. Oh, okay. I have an hour more. And then somebody calls me. My realtor called me up. Where are you? Where the hell are you? You're closing right now. I thought it was 11 o'clock. No, it's 10. Oh, shit. So I had to drive out. It took me about 15 minutes to get there. And, you know, the former owner was there just waiting, just tapping her fingers.
This shouldn't have been that bad because I've never been to a closing that they've had all the paperwork and crap ready to go when I got there. They'd get there and start. It's like, oh, yeah, I got to go. Oh, I forgot to print this right. Oh, and it's just like, this is all the title companies do is or they close.
Yeah, it's you had to go through this long, long pile of to sign.
Yeah, you get your hand cramped. You have to promise your firstborn, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But when it's all done and over with, you get a nice house to move into usually.
Yeah.
So
it's always good. How about you, Wayne? Did you have trouble before, or it was really smooth?
It was pretty smooth. The real estate agent took care a lot. The only part is we bought an older house, so we're fixing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's the fun part.
Yeah, the big nightmare thing was when I moved from Spring Shadows into the townhouse we had over here inside the loop was because we were selling that house and moving into the townhouse. Well, they couldn't get the financing and stuff done in time. So we had to pack all our stuff up, put it in storage, and go live with John's parents for almost a month before they could get us closed on the new townhome. So that's why every piece of furniture I have has scratches on it because it went through three moves.
Oh, okay. Well, those scratches have memories in them, right? Like, this was the scratch when I tied up a guy back then.
That's on the headboard. That's not, it has nothing to do with the rest of the dining room table and all that stuff. So.
Oh, that's the head. Okay.
So that's from all the wild parties.
From all the wild parties.
Yes, that's from having all the people over here that don't know the difference between a pool table at a bar. And a nice $3,000 pool table you spend your money on sitting in your house. It's not a table. It's a pool table.
Okay. Wait, that was even when you were in South Carolina?
No, that was here.
It was here already. Yeah. You've done three moves when you were here already. Oh,
no. It was the three moves to get out because we moved out of that house in storage.
Okay, yeah.
Then we had to move our stuff up to John's parents' house. Mm-hmm. And then we moved from
It's a good thing they have space. Oh my god.
Well, no, I mean the stuff stayed in storage, but I mean we had to take, you know, the daily stuff we have up there to their place. So we moved out of storage there, and then we moved it from storage into the house. So it was, I guess it's two moves, so but it was just a pain in the butt.
Yeah. It's always good. And moving.
Yes.
I had to do all the moving because Mike lives in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I'm here, and I did all the packing, all the boxing and everything. It took me 2 weeks to box. And I wasn't even finished when everything was moved. I had to do two or three more days of moving. So,
yeah. Well, hopefully here, since we got some time to move between the closing of the house and the actual end of the lease here, because I want to do some work in the house, like painting and stuff and doing all that stuff. I'm planning on moving a lot of it a little at a time, like move stuff over, you know, take a truckload every time I go. So that way the movers, when we hire movers, we don't have to pay $1,500 for the movers to do it all. And
you just pay $500.
Yeah, just pay $500 for the big stuff.
For the big stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that I move so much stuff, I end up throwing away just as much.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've already went through one cleanup of this office. I know it's hard to tell it while we're sitting here. But that's why you got room to sit stuff down, because I went through one cleanup of this office and hauled up like two boxes worth of just trash and threw it and set it outside a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to do it again because, you know, of course, most of the stuff in here is just like my collectible stuff in here now. So,
and cleaning up. Like last Saturday when we had the party, we had it's been a long time since we did a real big cleanup like that. So, and cleaning up, I know what you mean. It's a big chore and I hate doing it. Gosh.
And that's the other big thing. We're having the Halloween party the weekend before we close. So,
are you guys going to have a party?
Oh, yeah. The Halloween party is on. The only time we don't do the Halloween party is if we go on a Halloween cruise or something like that. But the Halloween party is going to be on.
Do you have a plan already on what you're going to wear?
I don't know. I've been thinking about doing a 300.
That's right. 300. Yeah, I talked about it last week.
Do just a 300, type theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. And more like the graphic novel, not the movie.
Not the movie.
In the graphic novel, they hardly wear anything. So.
Oh, okay. Thong.
Well, not even that.
Actually,
if you read the graphic novel, they're all laying there and they're naked at night when they're sleeping. You know, in the movie, they show them sleeping and laying on each other. In the graphic novel, they're all laying there naked with just like laying on top of their cloaks and stuff.
How about when they were fighting? Because I never got to read the novel.
No, they had loincloths and stuff.
They had loincloths.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in the graphic novel, they were naked. A lot of them were naked. So, yeah.
Gosh. That's so gay and it's so yummy. Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I got to do that. There's this Riff Tracks thing, you know, the Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to do that. I keep talking to Roy about it, that I need to download it, the Riff Tracks of it. It's like the Mystery Science Theater guys, and they did the same thing with 300. And of course, you could just imagine the gay undertones. Yeah.
So. When I mentioned that we were going to do a 300 team, one of my little chaser guys was like, I'll come as the gold guy. I'm like, thought about it, like, that would be hot. Because he's tall and muscular, like the little gold guy, whatever his name is. What's the bad guy in 300?
Xerxes.
Yeah, he's like, I'll come in Xerxes. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Xerxes.
Great. It turns into a South Park episode.
Oh, yeah, they go scissoring. Oh my god, when I saw that South Park episode, that was just, I just couldn't stop laughing. Oh my god, when they were scissoring.
The new season premieres tomorrow night. Didn't South Park start on Thursday nights? It comes on tomorrow night, I think. The new season of South Park starts this week.
They've been going on how many years now?
I don't know. Not as long as The Simpsons, but it's been a while.
It's been a long while.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't watch Rick and Steve yesterday. I got to go catch up on that.
Yeah. So what do you have in store for us? We're going to watch... do you have Sanctuary?
I got Sanctuary that we can look at. I can show you a couple of episodes of that. Because that's... If you put them all together, it's about 2 hours now.
Wow, really?
And we got Bionic Woman.
I really like your screensaver. All these ass-eating and cock-sucking.
I don't know what you're talking about. That is not porn. That is art.
That is art. Okay, it's art.
When a cock is in someone else's mouth, that's porn.
No.
When they're just posing there with it in their hand, that's art.
Oh, whatever.
What if you... Okay. Okay, I'll remember that. Let's do art. Come on, you pick up someone. Hang on, let's do some artwork at home, you know?
See, I like that one just because he's so goofy looking.
Oh yeah, it is. Is that a cum shot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's goofy. That's goofy.
That is goofy. Where did you get these screensavers? I mean, you just have a folder?
It's hours of downloading
pictures. Okay.
All you got to do is join All Male Photo Group on Yahoo. And trust me, you'll get more pictures than you want.
Nice.
John subscribed to the Muscle Bear group.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably got more than I'll ever dream of having. So
I used to do that. This all that binaries, dot chubbies. It's been a long time. I used to collect those back in, I don't know, 2000, 2001. Just download them via news groups. But now you have the web, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easier.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so we're going to wrap this up. How time? Oh, it's almost 40 minutes. Oh, straight up. That's right. No editing. I hope it goes well because this is the first time we're recording this on this damn thing, this Olympus thing. So let's see if it works.
We shall see.
We shall see.
We will miss the Eye River.
Yeah, we'll miss the Eye River. Well, so we have now the Olympus. Okay, so shout outs. Yeah, if you guys have friends to shout out. Wayne, go ahead.
A shout out to my hubby.
Is he going to listen to this? You think he's going to listen to this?
I might ask him about.
Yeah, to force him. Yeah. Here's a headphone. Here's my iPod. Play it.
You can listen to it while you're gutting the kitchen.
Yeah, or painting. Yeah.
That's the next project, yes.
Next project, okay.
Don't you want to try some body work, body art on the painting? Like paint yourself and then jump on the wall, since he's doing the wall anyway, no?
No. He would kill me because he took so long plastering it perfectly.
Oh, okay. Not a good idea. Yeah. How about you, Ray? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I got some shout-outs this week. First one goes to John, my partner, for working so hard and buying me a house. The next goes to Roger in Corpus Christi, who just added me to MySpace.
Ah.
And I'm assuming I'm getting all these MySpace people hitting me up to add me to MySpace because of Bear Podcast. Because it started the other week after the first episode I was on that I was actually co-hosting. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it's starting to show up. I want to give a special shout out to Evan, the hot little chaser in Salem, Oregon, that listened to the show because he specifically said he added me because he thought I sounded cute on the podcast and then he looked at my picture and stuff. So.
Look at that.
And I think I had his name wrong last week because I was trying to remember what it was.
Send nude pictures.
That's right. Send nude pictures or just come visit Houston, you know. The big one I want to send a shout out to is Hector from Greece. Hector, you're hot, man. Just hot. That's all I guess. He's this muscle bear from Greece. Yeah. And Hector, if you and your friends that are all your MySpace friends come to Houston, we can make an incredible porn. We would put Titan Media to shame. So, and I also want to give a shout out to Jason, who's ghostwriter from Halloween Town, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
So, I actually got to talk to him because he's a writer, and I need some help writing. So,
oh, okay.
I need some script work.
You got to do that NaNoWriMo. Have you heard about that? The NaNoWriMo National November Writer of the Month writing something like that. Oh God, I screwed that up. Sorry guys, if you guys are listening. Sorry. Writing month, something like that. It's when you there's a set number of words you have to write. You have to write a novel. Oh my God, nice spring roll there. Oh, anyway, I got distracted. Sorry. Okay, shout outs. What do I have? Peter and Pinoy Boy from Oh My Pod. Podcast, and yeah, I've been chatting, emailing them, and good to collaborate with you guys. Also with Tristan from Queercasters, queercasters.com, and they have a lot of podcasts that are playing in that site. So, yeah, so I think Bear Podcast is being played there too. Queercasters.com. Okay, so that's it. Any contact info and how people can contact everyone? No, yeah. Bear 411?
No, none.
Oh, okay. So anyone who wants to contact Wayne here, email me, okay? bearpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. I'll forward it to him.
Yeah, I'll look for his Flickr account.
He's shy.
He's very shy.
Okay.
So, and of course, I'm ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yeah, we have email address now, ray@bearpodcast.com.
And also, you can always get me through Hugh Bear Dad on MySpace.
Mm-hmm. God, you have your slutty picture there.
I don't have any slutty pictures on.
Okay. We'll have to examine them later.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, he's got Ray at bearpodcast.com. We also have Nard at bearpodcast.com. Well, you can also email bearpodcast@gmail.com. Whatever. Anyway, everything's on the website, bearpodcast.com, and voicemail 206-222-BEAR. Yeah, Roy left a voice message like that. You guys can do that too. Just call in and we'll do snarky comments on it or something.
And go to iTunes and leave comments.
Oh, yeah, go to iTunes. Subscribe by iTunes and, yeah, leave comments there. It's always good to have comments there. Okay, so thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for using the studio here. Oh, wow. All these dicks we see. Sorry, we get distracted again.
Yes, just a little distracted.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Thanks
bye.
For being here, Wayne.
All right, catch you guys later. Oh, next week, it's going to be Future Villain Man. Stay tuned. Many will send. Many hugs.